ever focus on any job other than the one you're doing. Don't worry about getting a promotion, because that'll come eventually. And sure, you'll see many people that'll pass you. But you know what? Those people usually the bulk of them, hit a brick wall at some point.
That's John Borghetti, the man my next guest claims transformed the Australian aviation industry. John Borghetti spent 36 years with Qantas, going from mail boy to executive general manager. Becoming CEO seemed the logical next step, but in 2008 he was overlooked in favour of the ambitious young executive Alan Joyce. Doug Nancarro is an aviation journalist and author, and he has a new book called Game Changer. He says that decision changed everything. Doug, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure, Patricia. Good to be with you.
What has John Borghetti done for Australian aviation, as you see it?
The simple thing is, the big thing is, that he's restored a competitive duopoly, which we hadn't had since NZ Airlines collapsed back at the end of 2001. So the consumer is a big winner out of having a proper duopoly.
So what would have happened if John Borghetti was picked as the Qantas CEO?
Oh, there's a big question. look, I don't have any doubt he could have done the job, and I believe he's confident he could have done it himself, but it wasn't to be, and I think he has no regrets in the sense that going to Virgin Blue, as it was at the time, gave him opportunities that he would never have had at Qantas. Qantas would have been a much more restricted environment in which he could operate as a CEO, Virgin, and a board that was very much on side with him and understood his vision, gave him those opportunities.
You spent 2 years interviewing John Borghetti for this book. What is he like? Can you paint a picture of the kind of man that he is?
He's a very private man when it comes to his personal life, and only too happy to talk exuberantly about the business as it is, where it's going and where it's been. But when you try to get inside the man, he'll push back on that one, or at least he did with me for a while until I earned his trust.
Did you find out why he's so guarded? Is there a reason behind why he feels like he can't tell the more complex story of who he is?
I think he came from very humble beginnings, of course, as a child immigrant from Italy, with a family that struggled but eventually made a good living for itself, gave opportunities to the three children. But, you know, he's genuinely modest. He's not the flamboyant Italian stallion that so many people called him at Qantas.
And yet, why was he depicted that way?
Well, he dresses superbly. I mean, he grooms himself very, very well. There's the lovely story of how when he first arrived at Qantas as a 17-year-old, he turned up in a 1970s suit, which certainly stood out amongst the standard charcoal and black suits that were worn in the business in the day. And ever since, he's worn the very best suits, always with a white shirt and a distinguished tie.
How does he remember that day in 2008 where Alan Joyce was named CEO of Qantas, given he thought he was in the box seat?
Yeah, I don't know that he felt he was in the box seat. The competition he was up against in terms of the CFO, Peter Gregg, Alan Joyce himself, and there were one or two others who were less fancied runners. So I don't think he could have been all that confident. But I also think...
But he had high expectations at the time.
I think he had every reason to have high expectations, but as I say, Jeff Dixon himself told me that that he considered that his top executive team, those three or four people that I've mentioned, were probably the best executive team in the world. Well, that makes it pretty competitive, even if you're confident in your own ability and what you've achieved.
So why did he end up at Virgin? Because that is part of the story that you tell.
He was initially reluctant to do that. He'd told the Qantas board that he didn't want to go and work at Virgin. He didn't see it as an airline that was doing things that he wanted to be associated with. But the factor, I think, that made the difference was a Virgin Blue board member named David Baxby. Baxby's a young Australian, he's still young, who's made quite a name for himself in the financial world on the world stage. And Baxby came to see that John would have been ideal for the job. Borghetti was taking a lot of persuading to take an interest in the Virgin job, because, as I said, what he saw was an airline that didn't appeal to him. He didn't like the names of the subsidiary airlines, Virgin Blue, etc. He didn't like the way the service was handled on board. It just wasn't his style. The other problem Baxby had was that Sir Richard Branson was opposed. He'd never met Borghetti, but Branson was hostile about the thought that Borghetti might take an interest in running the airline because he saw him as coming from the same background as British Airways, a legacy carrier, and of course Branson's experience as British Airways had not enamoured him of that airline. So, and Baxby put the two of them together. It's a fabulous story. Borghetti's passion, of course, is cars, and Branson is a car race addict. So Baxby put them together up at the Singapore Grand Prix in 2010, and they got on famously. Branson came away enthusiastic, and that it just then became a process of finalising the detail of getting Borghetti on board.
So why was his approach so fresh? I mean, his whole career was spent at Qantas. He really knew no other airline, and you would have to say anyone who spends so much time in one place becomes rather institutionalised. How did he manage to go into Virgin with such fresh eyes?
Well, I think he had a very strong vision. He's very customer-oriented, and he knows what the customer wants and needs. When he started to take on a more senior profile, he was, for example, a very successful salesman with Qantas, and that's in terms of sales to the travel agents. And Borghetti proved that he was just superb at that sort of job. So over the years, as he ascended the ladder and dealt more and more with customer product, he just acquired a lot of experience about providing customer service and customer product.
And what was that? What did they need?
Well, the biggest thing was Virgin Blue, as it existed prior to Borghetti, was a low-cost airline which carried budget travellers. It didn't take too many away from Qantas. It tended to take people away from the railways and the buses. And it was a very successful business model, and at least until Jetstar came along as Qantas's idea for keeping Virgin Blue in check. So Borghetti realised that that model was flawed in the sense that if your business is ferrying passengers up to holiday destinations like North Queensland and you suddenly get a cyclone, your business is in trouble for a while. And a successful airline like Qantas it is diverse in its revenue streams. You know, it gets money from freight, it gets money from the big money from corporate and business accounts and from regional operations, none of which Virgin Blue really had. So Borghetti's plan was, well, let's add all of those on. It's going to cost a lot of money, but we can deliver, and he's proved that he could. Borghetti's airline will be back in the black next year, so we'll have two profitable airlines competing.
So what's next for him? Do you get much of a steer from him in your book on what he plans to do next?
I did ask the question. I didn't get an answer, and I didn't really expect an answer, but I don't believe that John thinks the job is done. I think he's got more he wants to do. I don't believe he thinks the job is finished by any means. He's on record as saying that he believed he could take the airline not only to be the equal of Qantas, but to be a better and bigger airline than Qantas, which is a big goal, but he ardently believes it. So if that's his goal, then he's still got more work to do.
Doug, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure, Patricia.
And that's Doug Nancarrow, who's an aviation journalist and the editor of Aviation Business Magazine. His new book is called Game Changer, out now. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis.